This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The election of Donald Trump will advance the cause of religious liberty. That is a conclusion of First Liberty President Kelly Shackelford. On my radio program, he talked about Trump policies in his first term that offer hope for the future of religious liberty, and then quoted from the speech Trump gave at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. We provide a link to an article with a complete list of policies, along with a link to a video by Kelly Shackelford. Here are just a few reasons why the future of religious liberty in this country looks bright. Former President Trump's executive orders on religious liberty made a difference when he was in office. His 2017 executive order on protecting religious liberty was able to advance religious freedom across all federal executive agencies. His 2019 executive order on combating anti-Semitism prohibited discrimination against Jewish communities and believers. Kelly Shackelford also talked about the establishment of the HHS Conscious and Religious Freedom Division. One of his former employees was able to direct the agency's efforts to protect religious freedom and people of faith in the healthcare industry. What will the Trump administration do in the future? Well, Trump's speech at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention delineated seven major actions. One was the development of a religious liberty task force. Trump explained that he would create a new federal task force to fight anti-Christian bias and would investigate all forms of illegal discrimination, harassment, and persecution against Christians in America. He also promised that he would protect Christians, religious symbols, and religious expression and speech. The election of Donald Trump is good news for those of us concerned about the future of religious liberty in America. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view on big data, go to viewpoints.info/data. That's viewpoints.info/data.